Okay, we're all set, Kathy?
Okay. Joining us now is Jason Campbell. He is with the Christian Action Network. Jason, thanks a lot for taking some time to talk with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having us.
Sure. The reason we wanted to talk with you is about the event at Disney World. Both the homosexual event and the response to that event by the Christian Action Network. Can you get now? I got the press release here, but can you give us a general sense of what the Christian Action Network has in mind?
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days, and the event has grown.
Yeah.
Right now in Orlando, right now there's 135 homosexuals and lesbians that have invaded Central Florida. And the resort that we know as Disney World.
Only 135?
Only 135,000.
Oh, 135,000.
Yeah, but that gave from 1991 when they only had 5,000.
Oh, my God.
So Disney's pretty much rolled out the red carpet for them.
Right.
And said, hey, you know, we want you guys to come. But, of course, in the silence fact, they said, definitely we don't. We feel that it's wrong.
But I thought Disney was family-oriented. This does not sound family-oriented to me.
It's not family-oriented. At the first couple years when Disney started doing this, they actually put disclaimers up and said, hey, this is what's going on here. They got all upset about it and said, we can't believe you're doing this. So they took the disclaimers down.
Uh-huh.
Now, cast members at Disney are still told a dialogue of what to say when families come and they see this kind of activity because it is prevalent within the park.
Now, what kind of activity? First of all, let me, before you answer that, in the press release, from CAN, it says, quote, from the Disney's characters themselves portraying sexual acts openly to large crowds. That's not going on, is it? You mean Goofy and Mickey?
Oh, yes, that's exactly what's going on.
Mickey and Minnie are...
Yes.
Oh, my God, I can't...
I'm glad you agree with us.
Oh, it's awful. You mean the Disney characters?
Oh, this is how they advertise this program featuring... Mickey Mouse,
yeah,
wearing an earring of
an earring,
Mambata, which is a homosexual symbol. This is how they advertise it.
No, wait, I'm sorry. There's something on your phone. I missed that. An earring, and then what did you say?
Well, they advertise the event with Mickey Mouse actually wearing a homosexual earring.
Right.
But the thing is also in the Magic Kingdom, you've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy. In
mm-hmm.
sexual positions.
Oh!
No, this is true. And not only in...
Well, why hasn't this been reported on ABC or CBS or CNN?
Because it's Disney.
Wait a second. You're absolutely right. Disney owns ABC. But why not CNN, then? Why not MSNBC? Why is this not being reported where Disney characters are engaged in... I assume it's simulated sex.
Yes.
It's not real sex.
No.
Oh. Well, what, I mean, why is this not being reported? I have taken my grandchildren to Disney World.
Exactly.
And this occurs on what day? June what?
It used to go on Memorial Day, but now they've moved it to June. They say to do it to help, you know, Central Florida get more business. But as you know and I know, schools are getting out right now and parents
That's right.
are planning their vacations.
That's right.
And there's a lot of families that are in Disney World right now.
Well, don't they tell families, look, this is the homosexuals are in here today?
They used to, but they don't do that anymore.
They don't even tell normal people?
No, because what happened is they used to have plaques outside that said, you know, this is what's going on.
This is
it's
gay
not
days,
a Disney
yeah.
sponsored event.
Uh-huh.
But now the cast members are told what to say when a family approaches them.
What are they? Do you have that information?
But Mike, here's the thing. They all wear red T-shirts. I think last year their slogan was, I'm not sure what this year's slogan, a day of magic, a night of pleasure. So you've got...
A what?
A day of magic, a night of pleasure.
No, this is what the Disney characters wore?
No, this is what the homosexuals wear.
Well, this is what the homosexuals wear. Oh, a day of magic, a night of pleasure.
Yes.
What do you suppose is meant by that?
Well,
they're not talking about fantasy land there.
Maybe it is fantasy land, and it's not Pleasure Island.
Ah.
But, The other thing that I think is remarkable is in the fact that these groups rent Disney tour buses, because it isn't very well organized, as the homosexuals are.
That's the other thing I was going to ask you. Your press release says that homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation system. So do you mean the monorail, like over to...
Not the monorail, the buses, which they have a huge, vast network of buses that transport people from the different resorts.
And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Now, we, as the Christian Action Network, has been going to Disney for 6 years and videotaping these events, and taking these events, last year we were at Hartford, Connecticut, where the shareholders met. We rented a banquet room.
Right.
We got up. Everyone was staying in that same hotel. We put flyers underneath and said, you know, there's about 1,000 people there for the stockholders meeting of Disney.
Right.
And said, come downstairs, free coffee and donuts, and let us tell you exactly what goes on in the first couple of weeks of June.
Did you show did you show any of the movies that are shown
yes,
on these buses? Oh, you're kidding!
We didn't show the movies. We showed us actually driving behind the bus, looking at the monitors.
Okay, but the stockholders could see what was on those screens?
If they came to our meeting, in which we had about 75 to 100 in attendance.
All right, what is the Christian Action Network planning on doing now to bring this sodomite bacchanalia to an end? I mean, this is Disney World we're talking about. We're not talking about some S&M dungeon someplace. We're talking about the temple of family. A fun, you know, just someplace to go with your kids, for God's sake. What is the Christian Action Network going to do about this?
Well, you're right. It's like serving pork at a bar mitzvah.
Get that out of my mouth. Oh,
my
God.
That's exactly what we say.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is make a grassroots effort, as we always have been, in letting people know what's going on at Disney.
Right.
Also in doing that, letting the stockholders know what's going on at Disney and asking Disney to do something about it.
Yeah.
But also, we also want to give hope to the homosexuals. There's a lot of controversy.
Well, I don't know that they deserve hope.
Well, we believe that they do.
Well, this is I don't know. I might be a little bit more fundamentalist than you. If people choose this kind of demon sort of existence, what kind of hope? I mean,
we're aimed at the behavior, not at the people.
I think they should burn in hell. Now, I was raised. I was raised Southern Baptist. And my grandmother, who had a hand in raising me, made it very clear to me that there were certain activities that deserved, and she referred to it as the lake of fire. Now, I don't know if your group still refers to the lake of fire, but my grandmother did.
Well, it's a real place.
Well, I hope to shout. But she told me that Catholics would go there, homosexuals would go there, pagans would go there, and people who took the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in vain.
You know,
I have no reason to doubt her. I do not believe that homosexuals are redeemable.
Well, I believe anybody's redeemable. If I'm redeemable, and Mike, if you're redeemable, if God's grace is sufficient, and it's for everybody.
Were you gay?
No, sir. No.
Oh, you weren't, and then redeemed. Okay, I'm just trying to get clear on this. Now,
no,
I understand this is a covert operation. Do your people dress up like homosexuals in order to blend in with the homosexuals? In order to, I understand, according to your press release here, there's going to be cameras. You're going to use digital video equipment.
Yes.
Where in the world are you? You're not going to set these cameras up in the men's room, I hope.
No, sir. Well, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, Mark Moore and his group were at Pleasure Island. They bought tickets and they came in and they went to the different clubs. Apparently, they have different nightclubs
right.
on this island. I was not there. But actually, Disney is so scared of the Christian Action Network and exposed in this. They remember them in Hartford that they actually recognized Mark Moore and said, you have to leave, and threatened to call the police. But the police were never
Now, that's your
up.
That's your lawyer, right?
No, Martin Moore is the president of the Christian
Oh, he's the president. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's the president. Well, I can tell you why that is. That's because Disney is run by a Jew.
Well,
you know that.
Right. Well, that's why we made the comment, you know, it's like serving pork.
What's his name? Michael Eisner. He's a Jew. Isn't he a Christ killer? I don't care what the Pope said. I don't care about, look, my grandmother said there are certain people who are going to boil in a lake of fire. Michael Eisner is a Jew. Now, it's this whole Middle Eastern thing that's going on here. If Michael Eisner, who wields an awful lot of power, not just in Orlando, but also in Hollywood, also some of this filth that comes out over ABC Television
exactly.
Network, he's doing that because he's a Jew. And I have you people thought about the redemption of the Jews?
Well, you know, I follow my Southern Baptist teaching. It's always, you know, the Jews are God's chosen people.
Well, when they're putting out smut like this, when they're allowing this to go on at Disney World, this is God's chosen people at work? I think not, sir.
Well, there will be a day that we're all held accountable, Jews and Gentiles alike.
Well, you don't see a Gentile running Disney World. That's run by a Jew. I'm sorry. If this is a little bit too strong for you, I do apologize. Again, I was taught, and you say you're Southern Baptist. My grandmother was Southern Baptist, Emmanuel Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Now, it was in a northern state, but it was Southern Baptist Convention. And it was made very clear to me that Catholics, because they worship graven idols, would burn in hell unless they repented. Jews, because they were responsible for the murder of our Lord and Savior, they would unless they repented, they would burn in hell. Homosexuals did not have even a chance. Now, I understand there's been a no-fly zone established over Disney World in order to try to stop your freedom of speech.
Exactly.
What's up with that?
Joe Glover with the Family Policy Network, actually located here in Virginia, filed a lawsuit in federal court to lift the ban after September 11th to fly a plane that said Jesus Christ, Hope for Homosexuals.com.
Well, they're afraid you're going to have a bomb on the plane.
Well, they...
Think about the possibilities. If you have 130,000... What did you say, 135,000?
135,000.
135,000 queers and dykes and homosexuals in Disney World, a bomb might be a good idea. Now, I may be too radical for you, but think about the possibilities. Let's just stop for a second here. You get a Piper Cherokee or whatever, a two-seater plane. You have a weapon of mass destruction somewhere in the plane. Have your pilot, have your person who can open the door and kick this bomb out just as you fly over Treasure Island. 135,000 queers are wiped out. I think it's a pretty good idea. That's a good start, anyway.
Well, our message is not towards the to the homosexual himself, because we believe there's hope for him.
What about
the behavior?
Well, all right. What about the dykes?
Not the behavior. I mean, not the person. The behavior.
I'm sorry. I don't separate. That's like saying somebody who commits murder. Well, you know, he's okay. It's just that he committed a murder. It's his behavior.
Mike, you make a very good point.
Queers are queers.
We believe that there will be God's judgment that will be brought on the individual homosexuals, as well as our nation,
yeah,
if groups like Christian Action Network, Family Policy Network, American Family Association doesn't start standing up. You know, Mike, I used to work in Washington, D.C. for 2.5 years with the Christian Coalition.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? Christian Coalition?
And I hate to say this.
They've become awfully liberal. I don't know. Ever since Ralph Reed decided to stop doing Christ's work and become a politician,
exactly.
The Christian Coalition has become way. Well, I wrote them a letter the last time they solicited me for a contribution. I contributed to them. I wrote them a letter and said, "You people have become liberal. You're just like Hillary Clinton. No more money." So I don't know if you agree with that. But.
Well, I took over. Two people took over Ralph job after I did, then I became their spokesman and media director.
Uh-huh.
And I will agree with you on that. But we sat in Washington, D.C. and saw the homosexual agenda explode.
Mm-hmm. And they're all over the place.
Well,
they're like cockroaches.
They are cockroaches, but in Washington, D.C., which is all fueled by lobby and influence, they were well organized.
Oh, yeah.
And they got their agenda through.
Oh.
And the conservatives and the pro-family people and the pro-life people sat back and said, "We don't want to take this on." Family Research Council, for example.
Right.
They completely, Gary Bauer's group, after he left, just said, "We don't even want to deal with homosexuals anymore."
Well, you know, I don't understand how good Christian Americans voted for the Bush-Cheney ticket. You know, Dick Cheney's daughter is a queer. And you know, Phyllis Schlafly's son is queer. And Newt Gingrich's sister is queer. What is going on?
Well, I think we're looking at a Bush White House that's had more homosexuals in the executive branch of government.
I think so.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
I think so.
Scott Everett in a position in the White House, that was a red ticket for conservatives to say, hey, let's do something about this, yet we stood silent.
Why is a Christian man like George Bush putting homosexuals in positions of power? I'm curious about Rumsfeld. I've never seen Rumsfeld with his wife. I don't know if he's married. What about Rumsfeld? What do you know about that?
I don't know anything about that. You know, he's the defense secretary, so that automatically gives you the idea that he's a man's man.
Well, I've heard some stuff. I don't know if it comes through the Christian Action Network, but I have heard through our contacts on this network, and we're the IE America radio network, I have heard stories about some of the upper levels of the Rumsfeld Justice Department. So I just wondered if you heard. Hey, listen, we have to take a break, Jason, but we have a couple more minutes in the segment. Can you stick around? Because I want to know how people can get in touch and kind of assist Christian Action Network. Can you stick around for just a second?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Okay, let me put you on hold. We'll come right back. We're talking with Jason Campbell. He's with the Christian Action Network and what they're doing to going undercover at Disney World about this abomination that's called Gay Days. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Truth, justice, and the American way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
Forget the man who died, who gave that right.
We're talking with Jason Campbell from the Christian Action Network. I love that song, Jason.
That's a great song.
I love that song.
And, listening, I didn't know much about your radio program, but I tell you, you're a true American.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I had some liberal goof call in and get angry at me. That's what that promo was about. I am conservative. I believe in certain things, and one of the things I believe in is that, I'm not saying you're a liberal. I just think your position is a little bit shaky on homosexuality and on the Jews.
Let me ask you a question. We were talking about grandmas, and I had a grandma just like yours. She lived here in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
But it makes me wonder, back then, homosexuality was just, there was no thought of it. And 10 years ago...
Well, they had the decency to do it out in a woodshed or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Our argument right now is saying 10 years ago when Ellen came out, that was this huge hoopla on this thing. Look where we are in 10 years ago when primetime TV has one openly homosexual, where we are now, where I believe the count's 86.
It's an outrage. And the thought, when I think, I've got five grandchildren, when I think of my, and they're scattered all over the country, I don't know how many of them have been to Disney World, but when I think that they might go to Disney World or Disneyland, now do they do this at Disneyland?
It's a network.
All right.
In Anaheim, California later.
Oh my God. I think about my grandkids watching Mickey and Minnie in a sexual act.
Well, Mickey and Minnie would be fine, but Mickey and Goofy.
That's right. I mean, see, there you go. My mind just won't get around the idea of same-sex sexual partners, so, Mickey and Minnie. That's bad enough. But,
Mike, they actually have a place in Disney World that shows where Mickey lives and where Minnie lives, and the kids can go and they can visit, and the fact that they're not living together.
Do they show these XXX videos there?
No, they don't show them there, but if a child's riding beside one of the buses that is transporting homosexuals to the different resorts and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
And Mike, did you know that
turn him queer.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kids.
That's exactly what
they're after the kids. I can't take this anymore, Jason. I'm angry. They're after the children. I've got five grandchildren. I cannot stand this. I am ready. Look, I am a peaceful man. I'm ready to kill somebody. God bless you, Mr. Campbell. You're doing God's work down there trying to keep Disney free from the evil queers. I hope you'll come on this program again. We're out of here for this segment. Jason Campbell, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate you taking your time, sir.
Well, thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Hate those queers. I swear to God I hate them. Hate them! Mickey and Goofy and Christ Almighty doing each other. What is this? Donald Duck doesn't wear pants. Jesus!
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.